Okay, one of the major mistakes that Olim make when they're making Aliyah is that they continue to keep their financial lives, the center of their financial lives, in their former country while they live here. Okay, that strategy was very much a strategy that was in place here in Israel for many decades. When you had an economy that wasn't very strong and you had a currency that was devaluating on a consistent basis with inflation being high, and people, especially Olim, used to think, if I don't have to bring my money to the country, if I don't have to bring my savings, my investments, etc., into the country, I'm not going to. I'm going to keep them over there, and I'm going to make sure that my money stays in dollars or in foreign currencies and pounds and whatever it is, and that will ensure the value of my investment. And it also was very applicable for many people to keep their banking relationships and even insurance and a very, very large part of their financial center over there. Okay? Things have changed, especially in the last 10 to 20 years. We no longer have an economy that I would call very second class. Right? This economy right now is part of the top economies in the world. It's part of the OECD. It is among the most healthy economies in the world. Okay, going back now many years, the currency is one of the strongest currencies, and if you look statistically, for the last decade or more, the Israeli shekel has been one of the strongest currencies in the world. People who brought money over, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, when the dollar was in the fours and the like, right, have seen a major erosion of their net worth if they've kept it in dollars. I was speaking to somebody yesterday who was saying that they had a large inheritance and they brought it over and they got advice at that point in time to keep their money invested in a dollar-denominated portfolio. And this was 6, 7 years ago. And she said to me, I'm the reason why the dollar has devalued, because I invested in dollars. Because it was like within days of the height when the dollar hit about 4.9. And since that time, the value of the portfolio, even though the portfolio, she says, has been okay, but the value of it has gone down tremendously because now it's 3.5 shekels to the dollar as opposed to 4.9, and that's not in taking into account inflation or taxes. So there is a tendency for people, there especially was a tendency for people to keep their financial lives abroad, also because of the ease of use. Right? There was much less bureaucracy 10 or 20 years ago in terms of getting access to your money. September 11th, right, 2001 changed that dramatically. World financial systems changed as a result, and the amount of bureaucracy and the amount of knowing your client legislation around the world makes it more and more difficult for the average person in one country to have a bank and a banking relationship in another country. It makes it more difficult to transfer money. It makes it more difficult to keep your money at a certain branch. Many Americans might have found over the years, the last couple of years even, that there are American banks that no longer want non-resident Americans as customers. Or if they do, they want to transfer them over to a branch that's not in their hometown or that they don't know anybody there. Right? So you have all these different phenomena happening at once that have led more and more English-speaking Olim to transfer their center of gravity to Israel. And it makes sense not just as a negative, meaning to avoid all the problems. It actually, there's a lot of positives as well. Not only, as I mentioned, is currency very, very strong, and having your money invested in Israel over a long period of time, it has been outperforming major indexes around the world, whether you're talking about the share index or whether you're talking about bonds, going back now decades. Again, you can choose any certain period of time and see, but over a long period of time, the Israeli economy has been a great place to have your money. Okay? Not only that, but administratively, more and more people are finding that it's just easier to manage your money, to manage your finances, when you have money locally. We don't know what's going to be in the future. Nobody knows in terms of stability. right? We have countries that we at one point in time thought were going to be incredibly stable. Even, you know, some small countries, larger countries, countries have gone bankrupt. You have countries that people thought, oh, I'm going to deposit my money into this offshore center. Cyprus used to be a very large offshore center where people were depositing money. And you had people that deposited money, and everything blew up very, very, very quickly. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen to Canada or the UK or to the US anytime in the near future. But we just don't know what's going to happen in the long term in the financial system. People feel very comfortable having some of their money. I'm not going to tell you how much, whether it should be 10%, 20%, 100%. That's already an individual discussion where you need to evaluate your situation. But people do need to have access to their money, and they need to be able to get it also on a short period, short-term notice. Because you might not be able to always easily transfer money outside of a country. There are things called currency controls, where countries decide at a certain point in time that they're not even letting their own citizens to transfer money outside of the country. So it's definitely something that if you haven't thought about yet, that you need to think about, which is how to start moving your financial life. You've chosen to live here. If you've chosen to be here, you've chosen to support, right, the state and support the economy. So there's very, very strong reason to start transferring your center of activity, your financial activity, to the local market. And it'll be much easier for you as you get older as well, because it's just much more difficult to communicate. People have, you know, when they're aging and they have to deal with the finances and all the administrative issues, have a hard enough time managing their finances and having other people, whether it's their children or other loved ones, family, friends, come along and actually start that taking over their financial management, it's much more difficult. If you're spread out in different countries and you have to rely on other people to do what you once did. So it's definitely something to be thinking about, and I think has changed dramatically in terms of the perspective. Right? Even 5 to 10 years ago, people still had a very much dollar-based perspective, foreign currency, that I want to keep my money in foreign currency. The local real estate market, or related to real estate, right? The local real estate market used to be denominated in dollars almost exclusively for a period of time. Then they actually legislated a number of years ago that all new homes in this country have to be denominated in shekel. All new sales. You know, you can sell a used apartment for whatever currency you want, but all new apartments, and basically the entire real estate market locally, is denominated now in shekels. There are some transactions that are dollar-based or in foreign currency if you're dealing with, like, foreigners who are selling it to other foreigners. But basically everything is shekel-based in this country.
I just opened up a checking account, and my son has been here for 11 years, came in, and the woman said, I assume you want your statement in English. I said, yes. He said, I can get it in English? Is that for me, too? I said, so if you're used to getting certain things, some of these institutions just have to ask the question, can I get all those statements
correct
in English?
Yep, that's a good point. Yes, and Israel, customer service in Israel has also changed dramatically in the last number of years. And they're actually making a much greater effort to reach out to people and to provide those types of services. I sat with another couple today and they were like, I can get English on the internet site to see my account? Yeah, you can. Almost all the banks have English interfaces. Makes it much easier.
The answer to the following question is probably not more than needed. Probably some class, but you can just agree with the answer. What would you attribute the phenomenal increase in the marvelous economy in Israel
in the last
10 to 12
years?
In the
economy.
Especially
the shekel.
Why is the shekel appreciated so much? It is really like a class in and of itself in terms of really trying to understand why if I was to kind of focus on why I think the Israeli economy has done well, that ultimately the human resources, the Jewish cup of, you know, people who have been able to create things here in this country and the innovation. And everything else kind of flows, you know, the natural resources and everything else they've found recently that'll make more of an impact going forward. But the high tech and the innovation and people being, I mean, if you think about it, I tell this to people sometimes, right, it seems like you appreciate it, but sometimes people don't appreciate it. Israel is a modern day economic miracle. If you think about what the country has gone through since, you know, 1948, with all the wars, and with all the immigration and absorption and the amounts of money spent on military and absorption, there's no country in the world that has done that and has also created a dynamic, vibrant economy where the standard of living is growing and where the stability and the currency and investment environment, they're all thriving environments. And it's really because of, you know, who's here and what we've done with the country.